This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Monday, May 9th. Well, wheat markets last week were strongly higher, bucking some weakness in the row crops. We had Kansas City up 65 on the week, and these are the July contracts. Minneapolis was up 43, Chicago was up 53. July corn down 29, soybeans were down 63. So coming under quite a bit of pressure in the row crops as weather is improving in the Midwest, farmers should be able to get in the field and get a lot seeded here over the next week or two, and that was casting quite a bit of pressure. In addition to that, stock markets were under pressure last week. That was spreading a lot of fear about recession setting in. And of course, that would suggest you're going to have a decrease in demand for energy, and that was a drag on the biofuels, corn and soybeans. In wheat, we've got the India situation where they are talking about a much smaller crop than had been expected. Exports would be down significantly as well if they're still there at all. So there were rumors that India would be reducing or shutting off exports, and that certainly propelled wheat higher. As we ended up the week, there was also more chatter in the market coming out of Europe with the dryness really starting to take hold over there. It's been dry over the last several weeks. It looks like the next couple weeks are going to continue dry. That spells trouble for them, especially the winter crops where they're well into the growing season. And we've got the drought ongoing in Brazil as well with the second season corn crop. The rainy season has ended early. We've had some dryness and some heat coming over while corn was pollinating. Looks like we're going to wrap up the corn season down there under dry conditions. But it wasn't enough to support the corn market. That was down a good 29 cents on the front month. In world cash prices, U.S. Gulf soft red winter wheat was up $21. We're sitting at $4.47. Hard red was up 28 at $4.94. No quotes out of Ukraine, again, for the fourth week in a row. Russia was up 7 at 3.87 FOB. France up 13 at 4.38. Argentina down 7 at 4.38. In corn at the Gulf, we're at $348 a ton. That's down $17 from the previous week. Off the PNW, we're down 10 at 3.75. Argentina was down 20 at 295. Brazil was down 40 at 315. So we can see in the cash trade around the world, corn prices were weaker. In soybeans, at the U.S. Gulf, $645 a ton was down 35. Argentina was down 25 at 640. Brazil was unchanged at 675. So Brazil managing to hang on to the soybean FOB cash prices, but Argentina quite a bit lower there, trying to keep up with the U.S. So it looks like probably soybeans have confirmed a high. Corn maybe so as well, although even though we're down another 10 here on the night session or up as much as 15, you still haven't completely broken down that formation. You could still argue that it's more of an ABC type of correction and we'll still get another leg up. I think wheat is in that next leg up. We are into new highs in Minneapolis, and we have been for a while. Kansas City front months are not quite there yet, but I think that they've got some momentum going here. We're back up to the swing highs of mid-April in Kansas City. That might stall it out for a little while, but that's not that far from those major highs of early March. In Chicago, we've been just slowly converging sideways in kind of a converging triangle type of pattern ever since that early March high. I do think we're about ready to break out to the upside and take another run at that March high. Our goal has long been to put in a high right around the May crop report. Well, that's this Thursday. So we are very close to what the timing would suggest would be your high. And the market does, again, have that momentum going to the upside. So I think we've got that going for us. The drag is that the stock markets continue under pressure. Dow futures are down 500 this morning. We've got corn and beans under pressure. So that's kind of a general drag on the whole grain complex. But funds have been willing to buy commodities. They've been getting out of equities. They've been moving over to commodities. That's an inflation hedge. That's a pretty typical trade for them. And wheat, of course, is in a very strong bull market. India by itself propels this market higher. Drought in Europe is huge. Both of those things together are huge. And of course, that's all against the backdrop of the absence of the Black Sea exports, in particular Ukraine. Russia will try to continue to push its wheat out into any channel it can find, and I think that they will be able to do that to some with some success, but a lot of countries are just shutting Russian wheat anyway. So I think moving forward, we're on point for the markets to put in their high. I would look for some kind of acceleration. We have not seen that yet. We want to string 2-3 days together where we're up 40, up 50, not just the one that we had last week in Kansas City. I think we're poised to do that. I doubt we're going to get a bullish crop report. If anything, USDA will probably lower export projections again because they've just been horrible. But what's going on with new crop here in the U.S., Southern Plains getting up to 90 plus 100 degrees, dry, we're not going to see much improvement there, and the crop is well on its way to being completed here. The European issue is a problem, so I just think the wheat market has a little bit more in it. We'd like to see some sort of capitulation where it's an acceleration for 2 or 3 days, and then it just kind of has that blow off top type of look to it, and we get that reversal down. We had that on the Russian invasion of Ukraine, where it was 5 or 6 or 7 days where it was just hugely higher, but when it was over, we had a huge outside day lower, and that's kind of what we're looking for. If we get that, those usually are pretty good sell signals. So we're on point. We're bracing for some sort of big push to the upside in wheat that will complete this phase of the bull market. I don't think we're out of the bull market, but I do think we'll go into more of an extended correction as we get into the harvest season in the Northern Hemisphere. And then I'm looking for a low probably around mid-June. And then we get into the heart of the growing season for the row crops in the Northern Hemisphere. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.